Dennis Bring is a big burly guy who looks like he wouldn't be scared of anything, but he says he is scared. He's afraid of the bureaucrats at the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. They say the land he once owned is no longer his, simply because of the erosion caused by Lake Erie's waves. It started more than 20 years ago. That's when high waters on Lake Erie started to batter his shoreline property and erode the bluff. Bring decided to use concrete and large limestone blocks to protect it. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources required him to get surveys, pay for engineering and construction. It cost thousands of dollars. Then he was told he had to sign a lease agreement to lease the land that he thought he already owned.
They said it wasn't a big thing, but when we got it, we found out it was about 17 to 20 pages long. And basically, they had the rights of our property, and we had basically no rights, and they could come on our property at any time.
The cost of the lease isn't that much, but Bring's deed says he owns that land. It's been in the family for three generations, and he pays taxes on it. But the state also wanted him to carry $1 million worth of liability insurance on the erosion protection structure. So he called the Ohio Department of Natural Resources to complain. A state regulator told Bring that he no longer owns the land because anything up to the high water mark, including the eroded part that once belonged to Bring, actually belongs to the state.
And I asked him, I said, "You're telling me the lake is your property, correct?" And he said, "Yes." He said, "That's our property." And I said, "According to my, you know, just on this is that your property is damaging my property. I'm trying to protect this property." But I said, "In turn, you're making me pay back what is already mine." He said, "We could tear your structure out if we wanted to." So then I hung up the phone. And my wife and I were scared to death.
The state plans to enforce its claim that it owns up to the high water mark, but many lakefront owners say the state is taking more than its share. They want Ohio's jurisdiction pushed back toward the lake to the low water mark. The difference between the two adds up to thousands of acres along Ohio's 262 miles of coast. Brian Preston grew up fishing in the marshes around Toledo. Speaking at a public meeting on behalf of the environmental group, the National Wildlife Federation, he argued that the state is right. Anything the lake touches belongs to all the people, not just those who own the adjacent private land.
We're not talking about their land. Proximity doesn't imply ownership. Those 262 miles in the land going into the water is our land. Just because it's in front of their house doesn't make it their land.
But property owners disagree. They've pushed a bill in the Ohio legislature to move state ownership back toward the lake. It would also take away much of the state's authority to regulate the shoreline. The private landowners say the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers already monitors the Great Lakes shoreline. Homeowner Jim O'Connor says that's enough regulation.
For years, shoreline structures have been built along the lake that have been fine, that the Army Corps have kept a pretty close eye on. But now this program has just turned into a radical mess, which by a few people that have this extreme radical views on what private property owners of shoreline owners should relinquish. In order to live on the lake, you got to relinquish your property.
The state says without its additional regulation, there would be all kinds of problems. That's because in the past, houses and other structures have been built too close to the shore, and eventually storms eroded the dirt from underneath them and they fell into the lake. Some scientists are also concerned that the engineered structures that protect the land from erosion end up destroying public property. State geologist Don Guy says erosion provides the sand-sized material that builds Ohio's beaches.
And by armoring the shore, we're eliminating that source of beach-building material. And as waves continue through natural processes to carry sediment, along, at least along this part of the lake shore, from east to west, eventually the sand is eroded from the beach at a given site and there's nothing to replenish that beach. And so that's maybe the sort of the little hidden impact of all the shore protection.
And that's one reason the Ohio Department of Natural Resources wants to protect the beach. State Representative Tim Grindel sponsored the bill that would change the boundary from the high water mark to the low water mark. He says it won't have any negative impact on the lakeshore or the environment. He says the state has taken control over more land than it should. He notes that property deeds often say land ownership stretches to the low water mark. Grindel says the state shouldn't regulate beyond that.
It just recognized what the Ohio Constitution recognizes, that a government agency of the state has no power to take away people's property by redefining what they own.
But most Great Lakes states regulate to the same boundary as Ohio. They say state ownership is at the high water mark. The state of Ohio says it's willing to drop some of the things it mandates. For example, it might drop insurance requirements and help pay engineering costs of shoreline structures it approves. But Ohio says it will not support turning public ownership over to private landowners. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Grant.